I'm Chuck Freeman. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has already stated he favors expanding the regular season by another game. Now, NFLPA Executive Director Lloyd Howell says the players' union is open to an agreement before the current labor deal expires after the 2030 season. A former Super Bowl winning quarterback has agreed to tweak his contract. Correspondent Gethin Kubal has more.
The Los Angeles Rams and Matthew Stafford have reworked the quarterback's contract to avoid a potential holdout during training camp. Coach Sean McVay says the agreement does not include a contract extension for Stafford, who is entering the second season of a four-year, $160 million deal.
Three-time Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes, the unanimous choice by the AP for the number one quarterback in the NFL in a preseason survey. And the San Francisco 49ers, no intention of granting star wide receiver Brandon Ayuk his trade request. They intend to get a long-term contract extension done with one of their most important offensive players. Turning the baseball, Paul Skeens takes his first professional loss. St. Louis got him late in a 2-1 win over Pittsburgh. Dave Ferry reports.
Skeens worked past the seventh inning for the first time, and the game was tied 1-1 until Alec Burleson poked an RBI single in the ninth.
You look at most guys that have velo, you know, they may not be the best at locating the baseball, and he does a really good job of that. So, credit to him for, sticking it to us for eight innings, but, ultimately we came out on top.
Michael Ciani led off the ninth with a double and scored the winning run. Skeens was charged with two runs and four hits over eight and a third innings, falling to 6-1. Nolan Arenado opened the scoring with a fifth inning homer, but the Bucks tied it on an RBI single by Nick Gonzalez in the eighth. Ryan Gonzalez picked up the win with help from Ryan Helsley's 33rd save.
Elsewhere in the National League, the Los Angeles Dodgers defeated San Francisco 4-1. It was San Diego topping Washington in a shutout, as Craig Heist reports from Washington.
Luis Arraez and Jerks and Profar hit back-to-back homers in the fifth to back the pitching of Randy Vasquez as the Padres shut out the Nationals 4-0. Vasquez pitched into the seventh inning, allowing just four hits to improve to 3-5. Padres skipper Mike Schultz said they needed a good outing.
Man, he had more than done his job. He had made a lot of quality pitches, a lot of quick outs, and threw a lot of zeros, and clearly gave us a good chance to win a game, which we were able to bring it home.
Jackson Merrill drove in the other two Padre runs with an RBI single in the sixth and a ground out in the eighth inning.
A tight one at Wrigley between Milwaukee and the Chicago Cubs, as Dave Schuster reports.
Bryce Terang's RBI single in the eighth inning drove in the game's only run as the Brewers shut out the Cubs 1-0.
Yeah, just go out there and compete, try to put our team up by one and have a good at bat and drive the ball back up the middle.
And that was enough for the Milwaukee pitching staff as five hurlers combined to scatter seven hits. Starter Colin Ray went the first five innings striking out eight, with Trevor McGill finishing up in the ninth inning for save number 20. The game was delayed 90 minutes at the start due to rain. Christian Yelich left the contest with back tightness, manager Pat Murphy afterwards saying the injured list is a possibility, and the Cubs were shut out for the eighth time this season.
American League, Cleveland got back on track after dropping three in a row in seven of its last nine. They beat Detroit 5-4. Guardians outfielder Stephen Kwan says they look like their old self.
That's huge. I think we played Guardians baseball with a little bit of pop. Had some good pitching. We had some situational hitting. Obviously, we had some homers too. It felt like a complete team win, and I feel like all pistons were firing on that one.
Tampa defeated Toronto 4-2. The White Sox got beat again. They've lost nine in a row. Texas got them 3-2. Los Angeles Angels 5-1 over Seattle. Oakland down Houston 8-2. Interleague play. Miami down Baltimore 6-3. Orioles starting and losing pitcher Albert Suarez says he had command issues against the Marlins. He allowed six runs over two-plus innings.
They're a very aggressive team, and I think I was just leaving the ball over the play, and then they just, because they're aggressive, they were taking advantage of that.
Philadelphia, a 3-0 win over Minnesota, as Phil starting pitcher Zach Wheeler says he got more comfortable as the game progressed. He allowed three hits over seven innings.
I'm thankful for the defense today. They really picked me up. I was letting off. They're putting good swings on the ball earlier, and I was able to settle it down a little bit as I went on, but I think I found more of a rhythm, more of a groove, felt better.
Arizona topped Kansas City 6-2. In the Big Apple, it was the New York Mets and New York Yankees doing battle, and Tom Merriam was there.
The Mets made it 3-for-3 in the Subway Series this year, taking the first of this two-game series in the Bronx against the Yankees 3-2. Jeff McNeil's two-run homer in the sixth off reliever Michael Tonkin, who began the season with the Mets, turned out to be the difference, snapping a 1-1 tie. It was only McNeil's ninth homer of the season, but his fourth in the five games since the All-Star break.
Trying to get something I can elevate, and sometimes pitchers are making good pitches, and you know you don't get the right pitch to do it, so you got to battle, fight, and that's what I was able to do there.
Jose Quintana and five Mets relievers helped the Yanks to just five hits. They walked Aaron Judge his first four times up. Judge then came up in the bottom of the ninth and one out with Juan Soto on base as the tying run. But the Mets elected to pitch to him, and Jake Diekman fanned the Yankee slugger on a called third strike. Diekman earned his fourth save.
Arizona beat Kansas City 6-2, Boston over Colorado 6-0. Los Angeles Angels outfielder Mike Trout lasted just two innings of his first rehab start in the minors due to soreness in his surgically repaired left knee. And Tiger Woods watched his son Charlie shoot a 10-over par 80 and missed the cut at 22-over par through two rounds of the U.S. Junior Amateur. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.